But anyone could see that she was in shock, I said. She wasn't thinking straight. They can't blame her for calling a friend instead of the police. Uncle Jeff didn't say anything. I looked sideways at him. His eyes were on the road, but I could see that he was thinking. Finally, he said, "Clara is my friend, but I need to see the facts. I can't let my friendship with her change how I see this case." He paused. "It's possible that she was in shock because she actually killed the dean." In the back of my mind, I knew this was true, but it was a shock to hear my uncle say it out loud. "You also don't know what I found out today," he continued. "I spoke with a couple of professors in the department. The dean was hired 6 months ago. Clara wanted that job. She thought she deserved it, and she was expecting to get it. When she was passed over, she was very angry. She and Alan Morey didn't get along. There was talk that he was going to replace her." "But people don't kill for a job," I said, not wanting to believe what I was hearing.